In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Do you love me? Jesus asked Peter. Do you love me? I want us to visualize in our minds this morning that scene when Jesus asked this very important question. Following Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection, Peter had gone back not only to Galilee, his home, but also to fishing, his former trade. And Jesus knew where to look for Peter. It was daybreak. Mist covering the Sea of Galilee kept Peter and his friends from recognizing Jesus, who was standing at the shore. Knowing that they had a disappointing night at the sea, the stranger on the shore told them to cast their net on the right side of the boat. They caught a huge catch, and subsequently they realized that the stranger was in fact their resurrected Lord. Once they were on the shore, Jesus and the disciples had an early morning breakfast of charcoal grilled fish and bread on the beach. Yum. Then Jesus took Peter aside and had a one-on-one conversation. Jesus fired a point-blank question to Peter. Do you love me? Not just one time, but three times. What is the subtext beneath this question? Coming at the heel of Peter's denial of Jesus, as much as he even knew Jesus three times, Jesus' probing question was a bit devastating and agonizing for Peter. However, as far as Jesus was concerned, what was beneath or behind Jesus' three questions to Peter was that Jesus had already forgiven Peter and that he already had plans for Peter. Jesus did not come looking for Peter on the northern shores of Galilee to make him feel guilty or miserable as to how badly Peter screwed up. Jesus came to Peter because he had plans for Peter. Peter will be the key person on whom Jesus will entrust the oversight and leadership of his followers. As we go further, deep into the exchange between Jesus and Peter, we will come to have a better appreciation of Jesus' love for Peter and how he also could develop into possessing such love for him. The New Testament uses four different Greek words for the English word love. However, each of these Greek love words is subtly different from the other. When Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" the verb Jesus used for love is agapao, which is a self-sacrificial love, a laying down your life kind of love. It is the kind of love which you would die for someone. The kind of love Jesus shown by his own death on the cross for Peter and others. Jesus' question to Peter is paraphrased in the meaning of agapon. It would read, "Peter, do you love me in such a way that you would offer up your life for me, just as I have for you?" And Peter responded to Jesus, "I love you." But the word Peter used was different. He used the Greek word phileo, the kind of love we have for close friends and neighbors. Scholars suggest that a better translation of the word Peter uses in response is fond, F-O-N-D, fond. When Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me with the same kind of ultimate love I have shown for you?" Peter responds, "I am fond of you." So in the hope that Peter would get it the second time around, Jesus asked again, "Peter, do you love me in such a way that you would offer up your life for me just as I have for you?" And to Jesus' disappointment, Peter replies again, "I am fond of you." So rather than expecting Peter to comprehend the highest form of love which God has for us, Jesus came down to the level of understanding Peter had and asked him, "Are you fond of me?" And Peter broke down and said, "Lord, you know everything. You know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus accepted that. Agape love was a reach for Peter. Despite the fact that Peter couldn't comprehend the vast dimensions of the agape love, laying down your life kind of love, Jesus had faith in Peter that he could grow into it and into that identity. To tend the flock, to feed the sheep, and to be the key person on whom Jesus will entrust the oversight and leadership of his followers, Peter must possess that agape love. If not now, in time. In Peter, Jesus saw something from the very first time he met him on the shores of Galilee to this very last time, again on the shores of Galilee, which Peter himself did not see in himself. Despite his denials, fumbles, and gaffes, and screw-ups, Jesus had faith in this fisherman turned apostle. Jesus knew Peter, who once recoiled by a maid, would become such an indomitable leader that Emperor Nero of the Holy Roman Empire had to take notice of him and to crucify him upside down. How did this fumbling fisherman of Galilee become the key keeper of the kingdom of God? What made this change in Peter? First, though he didn't fully understand the concept of agape love, he opened his heart to Jesus. Maybe barely, nevertheless open by saying that he was fond of Jesus. It was enough of a crack for Jesus' love to enter and subsequently to take over. Jesus' love for Peter was consuming. The second aspect in Peter's transformation was that he stopped denying. Not his denial of Jesus, but his own denial of himself, of what he could be, his life purpose. He stopped running away from his call to greatness. As a matter of fact, for Peter, embracing his call to greatness was much easier than denying it, because it was his only way to be real. Denying our true nature, our true self, our true call can be more a hardship than embracing it. And Peter embraced that. So no more running away from it. On this day, as we celebrate our patron, Saint Peter, imagine ourselves sitting where we are right now, seeing Jesus right in front of us, seeing and hearing Jesus asking us, each one of us, "Do you love me?" Let us listen to Jesus asking us, "Do you love me?" Do you love me enough? At least not to deny me. At least not to deny me. Do you love me enough not to deny your own call to bigger purposes in life? Do you love me enough to not only deny that there are people in our town, in Phoenixville, who would go hungry if we don't help them? Do you love me enough not to deny that there are hundreds of girls and migrants are trafficked for sexual exploitation and forced labor in our Commonwealth of Pennsylvania? Do you love me enough to not deny the global warming and climate change are real and that we humans have a role in it? Do you love me enough not to deny that Palestinians have a right to live in their own homeland without being occupied and subjugated by another country? Do you love me enough not to deny that keeping Sabbath is important and not to allow secular activities encroach our Sunday morning worship? Well, if you think these denials are far-fetched, it was not too long ago in our past when our church kept our eyes closed to child labor, slavery, Holocaust, discrimination based on gender, sexual orientation, women's ordination. We have a history of denial. Friends, if you truly love Jesus and his kingdom, like our patron saints, we will at least stop denying the injustices happening around us. And as our love for Jesus begins to assume its fuller dimensions, we will stop denying our own calls to fulfill God's purposes in the world. Friends, do we hear this morning Jesus' words ringing in our ears? Do you love me?